Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Gigi and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi. Thanks for being here. You know what? I think sometimes people do not give other people the benefit of the doubt of having a functioning brain. Take, for example, the recent announcement from Goldfish, the makers of Goldfish. I mean, it's just this little tiny fish cracker. And personally, you know, my favorite cracker is just a club cracker. We get them at Aldi. They're not expensive. They're their brand or whatever brand it is. And they're slightly salty. They're delicious. I love those. Those are my favorite crackers. But when our granddaughter was small, Goldfish were good. There was a time when I ate a lot of Goldfish. But here's where the thing comes in about the dumbing down, in a way, in this world. Why do you think the makers of Goldfish, that tiny little cracker, they're changing the name to Chilean sea bass crackers? And you can find out more. ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com. That's a mouthful. But here's why. They're trying to appeal to millennials, Gen Zers, Gen whatevers. Give me a break, people. Stop with the labels. But they want them to buy the crackers again and not just think they're for children. I'm sorry. You need to change the name of Goldfish to Chilean sea bass because you're afraid people are not smart enough to know they're not just for kids. That's the fear. They're not just for kids. You need to buy them. You need to eat them. I think we get it. I think as we grow up, we understand our changing taste and our changing, animal crackers, little crackers shaped like animals in a box that you could carry like a purse. Sometimes you want those. I don't know. You had them as a kid. They were great. They're bland. But it's just this constant. I think it's insulting to the intelligence of people. I don't care your generation, generation, whatever. Let people figure it out. It's a cracker. It's a handy little snack cracker. You can take on a plane. You can have them in the car. Changing the name. Will it last? It sounded from the story, it wasn't clear, it could be temporary. For now, they're going to change it. So, the good news about that, to me, besides just getting past the whatever of assuming people don't know they can buy these crackers, no matter their age, it's like ice cream. You liked it as a kid, you like it as an adult. Do you have to change the name of ice cream to something else to appeal to the adult sector? I don't know. But here's the good news. Back to the good news. They have released some new flavors. Now, I'm very interested in these new flavors. Well, some of them. Goldfish Old Bay. They're seasoned like Old Bay. You know the seasoning, Old Bay? Spicy dill pickle. Yeah. And Frank's Red Hot Crackers. Now, all of those were created specifically with adults in mind. All right, got it. Especially the Frank's Hot Crackers, Red Hot. Obviously, that's not for a child. I mean, I just think, again, you're going to create something with adults or children in mind. Well, you do that all across the board, no matter what the food is. But for the holiday season, We're still talking here. They're going to have Goldfish. Now, I don't get this part. Elf. E-L-F? E-L-F. Goldfish Elf. Maple syrup flavored Grahams. Like little Teddy Grahams. They're going to be coming out soon. A Goldfish Elf. I don't know. It sort of reminds me of a show that I had for our infant granddaughter when she was an infant. She's not anymore. She's almost a teenager. She just turned 12. And she's smart enough, by the way, to know that Goldfish could be for any age. Let me just tell you that much and a whole lot more. But it meant that reminds me, the goldfish elf thing reminds me of a show called Bubble Guppies. It was the weirdest thing. She liked it as a kid. It was colorful, and but these animals were like swimming underwater, like cows, with no legs. They weren't walking. They were underwater. It was all quite bizarre. But anyway, if you are into goldfish. There you go. Gary, my partner, Gerry, I want to give him a shout out because he is now a travel writer for another magazine. It's print and online. It's actually a print magazine. Those are getting more scarce. It's called Aqua, AQUA, and the first issue is out and his story is in it. And it's beautifully done, and he wrote and did the photos both. So you can look it up. It's primarily focused in Florida, but I'm not sure about where all it will be available soon. But they do have an online Aqua, AQUA, Aqua magazine. Now, in the fall, in the summer, you kind of want to travel, you want to do family things and all of this. But then there's something about the fall. There's something about November that really beckons to me. And I ran across the most interesting story. It was about this guy who built a tree house in his yard. And it was so successful as he turned it into an Airbnb that he quit his job and could make enough money from that to live with his tree house. That was so wonderful. So I started looking. What is in our area? In that way, are there other tree houses? Is he unique? Well, he isn't. There is one I found, a private treehouse studio in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That's not too far from us. We were there. We've been there a couple of times. This particular one is limited to two guests, no pets. It has one bedroom, one bed, and it doesn't say the size on that, and one private bath. Now, I drilled down, I looked into it to see about available dates in November, and the thing about this, you have to book two nights, there is a cleaning fee, and there is a service fee. Now, these kind of charges get under my skin. They do. Just go ahead and build it in. Just go ahead and build it into the price. Because the Airbnb service fee, what? What is that? I don't know, but what you get for this, they have a pool and whatnot, and then you can park. That's nice. So here are the fees. It's $78 times two, which comes to $158. That's good. That's excellent, really. The whole thing's very reasonable. The cleaning fee is only $20, and the service fee is $25. Now, what it doesn't specify is, what do you do for that $20? What's included in that, you know? The total for a stay would be $201. So, sounds reasonable. It sounds very reasonable. I think it sounds fun to stay in a treehouse. Never done that. You know, when I was a kid, I outgrew it, but I had a fear of heights as a child. I definitely outgrew it, but I never liked tree houses that other kids loved. I would get halfway up the ladder and freeze, literally freeze. I just, you know, could not do it. Interesting little factoids. I ran across a story the other day. You may not know this guy. He, a very famous song, The Day the Music Died, was written about Don McLean's song. Buddy Holly was a rocker in the early days. He died in a horrific plane crash. It was a small plane in Iowa with two other musicians and the pilot. It was a horrible plane crash. And what they think is, number one, the pilot was not experienced enough. He had actually failed some of his tests, and yet he took off in bad weather, low visibility, and the plane, he crashed it right into a cornfield. And it was very bad, horrific plane. There were no good ones, but I mean, this one, what made it tremendously just unimaginable was what they think is he was misreading the instrumentation because he wasn't qualified. And he thought low visibility, really couldn't see. He was relying on the instrumentation, and he thought they were ascending and they were descending, and smashed into the ground with unbelievable force. And the photos certainly prove that. But what was weird about this story was interesting. This happened in 1959 when the crash happened. But it wasn't until later, Buddy Holly wore very significant eyeglasses. He was kind of a nerd. If you see his look in the photos, his optometrist kind of helped him figure out a way to not be so geeky looking when he was doing his music. And he brought his optometrist, ophthalmologist, whichever, went to Europe, found these very heavy frames, and he thought those would be good. They would be iconic, and they definitely are. And so he brought a couple pair back for Buddy Holly specifically. Well, the glasses, they found certain things, like his wallet and certain things like that, but they didn't find these iconic glasses until way later when the snow thawed, and then they found his iconic glasses. I never did know that story, and I'm not sure why. It was a recent story because it didn't seem, as I drilled down, there was anything new to add to that. They're actually at the Buddy Holly Museum. They're there. His widow sold them. The museum has them. But how sad and tragic. And I wanted to add this to the podcast because I thought it was such an odd story, and how tremendously sad the whole thing was. Last week, the fourth Thursday of every October, every year, every single year, is World Champagne Day. Now, I posted some photos of Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, and I in Reims, France, last year, last August. That's where Veuve Clicquot yes, that's their home. That's the winery is there. The champagne is made there. And we were there. We visited and we had so much fun. And so I posted that and somebody came in and said, have fun. And it's like, well, I would if we were there again, but we're not. World Champagne Day. It's just fun. I think people have a love hate. They either hate it or they love it or they just don't care. Very close to Champagne is Cava, and we went to an event last week, and they had Cava. That was pretty good. And so, World Champagne Day, my favorite champagne is Veuve Clicquot, or Moët and Chandon, those two. Beverages of any kind, you're very, very, it's very specific, your taste buds. I, for one, for a while, I drank Coke Zero, and then I could not stand Coke Zero anymore. I hate with all my heart Diet Coke. Gary, my mate, drinks Coke Zero. I drink regular Coke. I don't drink much of it, but I do drink it. And I like the Cokes that are made in Mexico because they have cane sugar in them. But water is not always equal, because if you drink tap water, you either like sparkling or still, as a rule. Sparkling is okay for me. It's okay. Gary can't drink it. He doesn't like it at all. It's okay for me, but there is a brand of water that I really like, and it's a little bit hard to find. And when I say that, you can find it at Target, you can find it online, so maybe not that hard, but it's not as easy as random run-of-the-mill brands. It's called Saratoga, New York water. And not only does it have a real fresh, the distilled water have a very fresh taste with no chemical taste, no, none of that. It has the most amazing bottle. And it's all about presentation, isn't it? I mean, really? It's all about the look. Because it's a blue, like cobalt, dark blue. It's the most beautiful bottle. I hate to throw them away when I'm drinking the water. I do. I mean, I've recycled, but oh, I hate to do it because they're so pretty. I feel like I need to collect them and put flowers in them, you know? Speaking of the look that people have, I saw a really good, very, very good video of Mark Cuban, Dallas Mavericks. I think he has sold them, but he was the owner, not really keeping up so much with the Mavericks, but he is a really smart man, and I respect him very much. We met him. We actually, Gary and I met him, and he's one of the nicest guys ever, very down to earth to be a billionaire, whatever he is, very rich man, but very, very nice and very personable. But most importantly to me, he looks great. He dresses for, when he's at an event or at, when you meet him, we met him socially, he looked good. It's all about the look. Hence, I love the water in the cobalt blue. But no, it's about the water for real. But, you know. We are almost to the end of daylight savings time. It ends the weekend of November 2nd, next weekend. That weekend is really busy if you're, you know, if you're into checking the calendar and things. You have to deal with falling back an hour. In other words, we gain an hour, so it gets dark very, very early. It's already getting dark earlier quite a bit, but it will be dark very, very early. And you have to adjust to that. You really do. And I just wish they would pick one or the other and leave it, but they won't. And I say that every time. But if you celebrate, it's also the Day of the Dead. And many people do. They have all sorts of celebrations and parties and lots of great decorations and, you know, and feast and honoring those. So it's a very busy, very busy weekend for some, or at least a transitional weekend where you go from very, very bright morning, evenings, and you have to switch everything all out of your mind and recalibrate your whole vibe, your whole juju. So, saw an interesting post on Facebook. It's something that I learned as a kid. It's something that I had the opportunity to teach young managers. Believe it or not, they needed this kind of training when I was in a major corporation, a media company. It's a table setting. And the whole point of this, it's the placement of plates, your stemware, your flatware, everything, your napkin even. Where does it go? Where does it go? And it's important. This kind of stuff needs to stay alive because it is important. But the whole purpose of that was there is no place on your table for your phone. Put it away. And I think we're all guilty, very, very guilty of putting the phone on the table when we're at dinner. And we need to not do that. Would it really hurt us not to catch a message or something in, you know, during the time of a meal with people? I don't know. One thing I also have on hand, these brand new cheese storage bags. They look like kind of like the sacks you would take a lunch in as a kid to school. If you took your lunch, buying your lunch is always so much better, right? Especially if the food's good at your school. Anyway, but you can look for that on our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. I wrote about these cheese storage bags. Now I want to leave you with this, but then don't go because I want to tell you where else to go on some places. But this is my little, you know, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. And I like that very much, especially now things are at a interesting place in our country right now. Now, what I want you to do is go to YouTube, look for NorthPalmBeachLife.com, check out all our stuff that we have there as well. My partner, Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, writes for NorthPalmBeachLife.com. He does all of it. He's the publisher, the editor, producer of these podcasts. He wears all the hats, and he also writes for All Things Cruise, Splash Magazine Worldwide, and now Aqua Magazine as well. Don't forget my books. They're on Amazon. I have 4 novels and a children's book. Go find them. Pamela Barker, that's me. All these podcasts, every single one of them, rest on 20 platforms. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and Amazon, and obscure sites that you may never have heard of, but they're always at NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Thank you so much for being with me. Enjoy it when daylight savings time ends, if that's your thing. I'm Pam Barker, GG, in the 561. Stay with me.